The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011. And uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moore.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money.
Sunny.
The skies are sunny.
You are through. You've done us wrong.
An old man recession. You are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moreff. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moreff. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of personal finances. We talk about investment strategies, tax planning, social security, estate planning, income taxes, you name it, we talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moreff, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moreff. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years.
Ah, I've been good.
And I do, and all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we now work with clients in 43 states, and it's just an honor and a privilege. And as I said, this show is designed for those of you who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, strap along. This is our Christmas weekend show, and we have a lot to talk about. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of personal finances. So first of all, I think everybody knows at this point about tax reductions and the whole deal. That's been front burner. And so we're going to talk about tax reform, but most importantly, we're going to talk about how that is going to affect your investments, okay? So we're going to talk about that. Now, also this week, I want to talk with you about three ways to manage risk, okay? Three specific ways that you should be thinking about when you're investing and when you're managing your portfolio and your retirement planning, that you should manage risk, because when you invest, that's what you're in the game. You're in the risk game, so you need to know how to manage the risk. Also, a question that I get asked quite often is Social Security going broke? And that's a good question, because actually it is. Okay, so I guess it depends how you define broke. All right, so we'll go over that with you and tell you what's going to happen with Social Security unless changes are made. Now, also, we're going to talk about, this goes to the notion that the best way to play defense is to understand the other team's offense very, very well. Now, when it comes to investing, the offense that the other team has, in my view, is bear markets. Okay, so when the market decides to go on offense against you, not with you, but against you, I call that a bear market. All right, and so you need to know what bear markets are, how they behave, what they look like, what those kind of things are, and that way you can build a plan to help protect against that. So we've got 8 things to know about bear markets later on in the show, all 8 of them. Now, there are probably more, but I can't think of them. I think we've covered all of them. But anyway, you know what, Jack? Most shows would stop right there. I mean, most shows would say, you know, if we did just that, we've done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Boom!
Somebody stop me!
But on this show, do we stop right there? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And since this is the Christmas weekend, and hopefully you've gotten all your shopping done, you've probably thought about how to make gifts and who to give what to and all that kind of stuff. And this week, I want to talk with you about if you decide to leave a disproportionate inheritance to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, you could be creating a massive problem. You may think you're doing the right thing, but they may not. So we're going to talk about how to leave a disproportionate amount of inheritance to your heirs, if that's what you're hankering to do. So we have a great show, and I want to wish all of you a very happy holiday season. I hope Hanukkah, and I hope Christmas, and you know, everybody is with family and friends, and I hope all is going well for you. And you know, this is my favorite time of year. I just love the hustle and the bustle. I'm actually one of those people that enjoys the crowds at the malls. Okay, I love the feeling and the excitement, the electricity of all of that. You know why? Because it means the economy's good, which means the market's going to go up. That's why I'm so happy about it. But anyway, I'm going to wish all of you a very, very happy. I got to tell you a quick story. My oldest daughter, who is engaged to be married, the negotiations have already begun. Okay, and what I mean by that is, the first time in her life, she's 29, the first time in her life that she did not spend Thanksgiving with us was this Thanksgiving, because she spent it with her fiance's family, okay? But we won, okay? This is a negotiation. The negotiations have begun now, right? Because we got Christmas. So she's home for Christmas, and that's going to be great. So all my girls are home. It's wonderful. All right, so let's talk about tax reform and your investments. Now, you know, one of the there's a lot of debate going on about whether or not tax reform is actually going to help the economy, and whether it's a long-term fix, and whether we're going to get a short-term dose of adrenaline and then it's going to wear off and all we're going to have left is deficits. I mean, economists are going to argue that one forever, and there's never going to be a right answer. You know, I mean, for example, you look at what happened with Ronald Reagan. They lowered the taxes, and then Congress went and spent the money that came in from lowering taxes. So what happened? Deficits went up. So was it a good experiment or not? No, it wasn't clean. Okay, there's all kinds of things that happen afterwards that muddy up the experiment. So there's never going to be any definitive, yes, it works, no, it doesn't. Okay, so and you know what? From your perspective, you shouldn't care. And let me tell you why. Because what you should be interested in, obviously we all care about how well the economy goes, okay, so don't misunderstand. But in terms of your personal investments, what do you care about? You care about whether your investments go up or down and whether they give you the income you need, right? So if tax reform, what tax reform is going to do is it is going to make companies more valuable. Okay, I mean, think about this. You have a company that made $1 billion, okay? And they were left with $1 billion, and before they were paying 35% in tax. So now they're left with $650 million of profit. And that's how much is left in the bank, let's just say. Well, now with tax reform, instead of it being that they're left with $650 million, now they're going to be left with close to $800 million. So that extra... Exactly. So that extra money that they've retained instantaneously made the company more valuable by the amount of money that they retained. And if you extrapolate that over all the companies out there that are doing that, that are paying taxes, then that value increase will be reflected in their stock price. And that's, you know, that's just mathematics. So we should see, only because of that, the stock market go up next year. And I'm going to get into my fearless forecast with you next week on the New Year's Eve weekend show. I'll have my fearless forecast for 2018. But also, the other thing that's going to happen, I believe, is that there's almost $3 trillion of money sitting overseas. And if that money is repatriated, if it's brought back into this country, a lot of the larger companies really don't need that money to run their businesses. Okay, Microsoft and Apple have hundreds of billions of dollars of cash that they're not doing anything with right now. So those, a lot of those companies are going to bring that money back, and they don't know what to do with it. So what are they going to do? Well, let me think. You're in the boardroom. I'm going to make you the executive. If your stock price goes up, you get a $1 million bonus. If you buy back your own stock with all this cash you're bringing into the country, your stock price goes up and you now get $1 million bonus. So let's all vote. Everybody vote in the room. How many of you think we should buy back our stock and all of us in this room get $1 million bonus? Any, all four say aye, and everybody says aye. All against, nay. And you hear crickets. So the likelihood is they're going to be buying back their stock. There are quite a few companies will be doing that. And if that's the case, then they're going to drive their the price of their stock up as well. So from a standpoint of your investments, I think that the Dow, the S&P will be very positively affected by tax reform, regardless of how strongly it impacts the economy long term. So from your perspective, I believe that if you are invested, if you're not invested right now, you should be. Next year, I think, and I'll go into Fearless Forecast next year in next week's show. But as you guys know, I said that the Dow would hit 22,500. I said, and then I amended that to 25,000, and look where we are. So I think the Fearless Forecast, and that's on the Dow, by the way. And so next year we'll be talking about where I think it'll be next week. But let me suffice it to say right now that I think the S&P, the Dow, will be higher next year by the end of next year than they are today. And I think it's still an investment opportunity. The bull market, I don't believe, is over. So how do you invest? What do? You're over 50. You're retired. You're retiring soon. You want to make sure your money lasts as long as you do. You don't want to take too much risk. You want to get income. You want to make sure that you are diversified properly. You've got all these kinds of decisions that you need to make. Well, I want to help you with that. Okay, I want to invite you to come to one of our seminars. We have seminars near you. You can go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. Find the seminar near you. We have them coming up I believe we're kind of tapering down for the rest of this year, but we have some in the early new year. So if you want to get your year off to a good start, I encourage you to go to our website, moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. Find the seminar near you and attend. At the seminar, we talk about how to calculate if you have enough money to retire on. We call it your magic number. We're going to talk about five strategies that you can use to reduce your income taxes next year. With tax reform and all that, I think that's important to know about. We're going to talk about how to maximize your retirement income cash flow. How do you get the maximum income and pay the least amount of taxes? We'll be talking about strategies around that. We'll talk about rolling over your 401k. Okay, should you even do it at all? Should you leave it where it is? How do you diversify your 401k? We're going to answer those questions as well. We're going to talk about when should you take Social Security. Very, very important decision you have to make there. You can take it when you're 62, when you're 66, when you're 70, or anything in between for that matter. And how do you decide? Well, we're going to help you with that. And not only that, but we're going to talk about the fact that the IRS... Yeah, those guys, they want to tax 85% of your Social Security benefits, and we want to show you how to beat that if it is at all possible. So we're going to talk about all of that at our seminar. So go to moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and find the seminar near you, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about three ways to manage risk and tons more. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. La la la, da, 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 da. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And this is the bonanza of the airwaves. We share with you the golden nuggets of financial information every week at this time. I hope you're having an absolutely fantastic weekend. I know that I am. If I get to do this show for you, I am having a fantastic weekend. So I hope it's the same for you. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm, Money Matters, one of the top 100 financial advisory firms in these United States.
I love it!
And there is no question, I absolutely do. And we would be nowhere without our beloved and most valued clients. And we now work with over 7,800 families in 43 states. I cannot tell you what an honor and a privilege it is to do that. And so, as I said, everything we talk about on this show is what we talk about with our clients. And we work with people that are over the age of 50. 50 who are retired or who are retiring soon. And so if that's you, this show is designed for you as well. And so we're going to talk now about something that is fundamental to investing. And I think particularly when you're within 5 years of retirement or you're in the first 5 years of your retirement. So that 10-year period is extremely crucial to really, really knuckle down and do it correctly. And the reason why is because if you mess it up during that 10-year period, it will affect your retirement for the rest of your life, and probably in a bad way. So we're going to talk about managing risk, okay? And basically, there are three kinds of risk that you take when you invest, or rather, there are three ways to address risk, okay? So we're going to talk about all three of them, because in your financial plan, if you are in the demographic that I'm talking about, taking large amounts of risk is actually counterproductive.
Danger, danger.
Exactly. Now, when you're 25, you know, you can take some more risk. You can roll the dice. You can bet on Bitcoin if you want. You know, you can do that kind of stuff. And if you hit, great. And if you don't, hey, you know what? You're working. It's all good. But when you reach a certain age where you are now going to want to live on the money you've accumulated, taking that same kind of risk is actually not very smart. And in fact, in our firm, we have a core value which says that you should only take as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your financial goals. So if it requires very little risk for you to accomplish your financial goals, then our advice is going to be to take very little risk and go for a low return with a low risk associated. So let's talk about the three risks. So the first one, the three ways to manage risk. The first one is what everybody thinks of when they think of how you manage risk, and that's diversification. Okay, and basically that means that you're going to have a percentage of your money in this and that and the third and the fourth. And how you diversify, or the diversification that you should have, we've talked about on other shows. So you need to have all the different components that make up the stock market and the bond market if you're going to be properly diversified. So we've talked about having large companies and small companies in your portfolio, having domestic and foreign countries represented in your portfolio, emerging markets, those kind of things. That's on the stock side and the bond side. Okay, so you want to have all of those, and that's your diversification. Now, the next step, number two, in managing your risk is you want to asset allocate, which means now that you've decided that you have these, and we've talked about this on other shows, so forgive me for not going into the detail that I normally do, but there are basically 11 asset classes that you want to diversify into, which I described briefly just a moment ago. Now, the next question is, how do you allocate to those? In other words, what percentage of your money are you going to put in large company stocks, small company stocks, foreign stocks, emerging markets, bonds, et cetera, et cetera? So it's all, and how you allocate is based on the amount of risk that you can afford to take. All right. So what return do you want to make? And so let's say, for example, that you want to make 6% return to cover your cost of living and that kind of thing. Well, that then determines how you allocate your money, what percentage you're going to put in all the different things. Now,
how very interesting.
Who is that? That's Art. That's the guy from Laugh-In, right? Art something. I forget his name. Anyway, so then you choose the percentage. Now, the third way that you can manage risk is through what's called dollar cost averaging. And dollar cost averaging means that, you know, and we do this with new clients. So if a client, for example, has just retired or they've come into some money, they sold their business, any of those kind of things, what we do is we don't go all in with their money, okay? So if a client brings us cash and they want to invest it, then we don't go all in. What we do is we dollar cost average. So what does that mean? It means that we're going to go in a month at a time. We're going to go in gradually, okay? And what that means is that you put in a new dollar, and if the market's up at that time, you're going to get fewer shares. If the market's down at that time, you're going to get more shares. And what it does is it smooths it out. It reduces the amount of the risk that you're taking. Okay, so everything that we do is all around that. It's making sure that the ride is as smooth as possible, that the risk we're taking is only as needed. And, you know, our fundamental goal, the overriding, our mission statement, if you will, is we want our clients' money to last as long as they do. Okay, we want you to have money when you are really, really, really old. And that way, you know, and to do that, you have to be temperate in your enthusiasm. Obviously, everybody wants to make lots of money. We all do. But at the same time, we want to do it in a way that doesn't put everything at risk. Okay, so that's how we do it. And that's how I would recommend that you do it. Now,
Shazam!
Gomer Pyle. Now, you know what, Gomer? Let me tell you something. If this is what I would tell everybody listening to this show. If you'd like to visit with one of our financial advisors to help you to plan out your retirement, then here's what I suggest you do. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. And click on the link that says Meet with an Advisor. So if you click on that, you put your info in there, we'll call you to schedule a time to visit. What we want to do is take you from soup to nuts. We want to help you with your investments, your allocation, your income planning, your income tax planning, your estate planning. We want you to enjoy your retirement, which we call your second childhood, without parental supervision. Okay? We want you to go play, have fun, enjoy life, and not worry for a moment about your finances. So that's what we're all about. And if you find that to be something you want, then what I recommend is you, again, go to our website, moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. And click on the link that says Meet with an Advisor. I think you'll find our advisors to be friendly, knowledgeable, capable. And if we can help you, that's fantastic. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Okay, so there's no charge or obligation either way.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
It totally is. It totally is indeed. Now, also, if you'd like to come to one of our seminars, I would encourage you to do that as well. Our seminars are designed, again, for those of you who are over 50, retired, or retiring soon. At the seminars, we talk about the three worst enemies you have to your financial well-being. We talk about how to fight inflation, how to fight income taxes, how to fight bear markets. We talk about when to take Social Security. We talk about what to do with your retirement plans at work. Tons and tons of great info at our seminars, and I encourage you to go to that as well if you would like. So all of that is available to you at moneymatters.net. All right, we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to answer the burning question, is Social Security going broke? What should we be thinking about? So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And ladies and gentlemen, on this show, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. And you know, I've heard that all those other financial shows, they stir their bonds. Can you imagine what Sean Connery would say about that? He would not be happy.
Sorry about this. I know it's a bit silly.
It is very silly. And we are back. As I said, I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And this year has been no exception, I have to tell you. Even though it's been relatively uneventful overall, it's still been very exciting. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And as of the end of last month, we now work with over 7,800 beautiful families.
Wow!
Yes, well, I was right, in 43 states. And Barron's recently named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in the United States. And you know, our philosophy is that we're not here to make you rich quick. No, we're not. We're here to keep you from becoming poor, okay? And there's a huge difference between that, if you think about it, in terms of how you invest and all the stuff that you do. And so we specialize in working with people that are over 50, retired, or retiring soon. And if that's you, our website is moneymatters.net. You can find out all about us. Now, one of the big questions that I get asked relatively frequently is, you know, with the way we're running up our debt and all the stuff that's going on, you know, something's got to give. And so is Social Security going to go broke? Is it going to be there at some point in the future? So let's answer the that question. So first of all, the answer is not yet, okay? So the Social Security Trust Fund, and this is according to the Social Security Administration, are expected to take in $913 billion next year, and they're expected to pay out $905 billion. So therefore, the program is still taking in more than it is paying out, and it's expected to do so for the next few years. However, this isn't going to last much longer. The statistics are that the trust fund will experience a cash flow deficit beginning in 2019, meaning that they will pay out more than they bring in starting in 2019. The trust fund will run out of money entirely, completely out of money in 2034. And so after the funds run out, the money flowing into the program will be enough to cover approximately 3/4 of the promised benefits. So therefore, Social Security will not like run out of money. It won't run out of funding. But unless something is done to shore it up, starting in 2034, they will not be able to pay the benefits that people are being promised. So, yeah, but that's still, what, 15 years away? So for most of the people that are collecting right now, well, I guess you should worry about it. 15 years from now is not far, not that far. So, but I think grandfathering is in the card, since the people getting Social Security are a pretty important and large voting block. So I think it's the youngins that are going to be suffering in the future, and I think they expect it. So I don't know that it'll be that much of a hardship. We, with our clients, we plan for Social Security in a very conservative way. So we always do that. Now, I want to tell you that if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, yes, and there are a lot of you, and I know that. And that's why if you are in that demographic and you'd like to learn how to develop your financial plan to make sure that you're going to retire comfortably, and you know, we call your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. Okay, we want you to go play, have fun, relax, do stuff, and not worry about your finances. And to do that, you have to have a properly designed financial plan that you have confidence in. And that the way you do that is you have to learn. And so what I encourage you to do is come to our seminar. We have seminars near you. At the seminars, we talk about how to calculate your magic number. This is the amount of money you need to have so that you can retire. We talk about the 5 strategies you can use to reduce your income taxes while you are retired. We'll talk about how to maximize cash flow. Where do you get your income from when you're retired? Okay, we have an order of events that's important to know so you can do it the best way. We talk about your 401k. Should you roll it over? Should you leave it where it is? How should you diversify? What should you be investing in? What should you be thinking about right now? We talk about all of that. Also, if you're a Social Security age, you should be thinking about when to take it. When you're 62, when you're 66, when you're 70. We're going to talk about the fact that the IRS... I hadn't even said IRS yet, Jack. You cut me off. The screaming lady anticipated me. But anyway, we'll talk about how the IRS wants to tax 85% of your Social Security benefits. We'll show you how to beat that if it's at all possible. We'll talk about how to plan for the next market crash so as to help not lose tons of money in the next bear market. We have tons and tons of great information. So if you're over 50, retired, or retiring soon, go to our website, moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net, and sign up for the seminar. You'll be glad you did. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about 8 things that you need to know about a bear market. This comes under the category of Know Thine Enemy. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever.
Diamonds are forever. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And you know, diamonds may be forever, but good financial planning ideas are better because they can help you to buy all those diamonds that will be forever. Anyway, we are back. I am Ken Morafe, and I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And you know, we now work with over 7,800 families. And you know, as this year comes to an end, I want to thank all of our clients. We thank them all the time, but I want to do it here on the air publicly and say, you guys are so fantastic. We love you so much. We're so grateful and thankful that you put your trust and confidence in us and given us the opportunity to serve you. And I can tell you, every day in every way, we work so hard to make sure that we live up to the responsibilities you've given us. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
That's right. Now, one of the things that is fundamental to our philosophy of managing money, we work with people that are over 50 who are retired or retiring soon. And so for those people, managing risk, taking care of your principal is job number one. You know, now obviously everybody wants to grow their money, and that's all very exciting and wonderful. But if you think about Super Bowls, you think about great dynasties, all of them had great defense. Defense is what wins championships. It's not offense. And people that are always looking to make offense, you know, I guess I'm telling you my age, but I'll never forget the San Diego Chargers, you know, was it Dan Fouts was the quarterback? They had the most productive offense like in the history of anything. They were just a passing machine. But yet they couldn't win, they'd win like one playoff game and they were out because they had no defense. And then you look at the Giants a few years ago. They were the number one defense, and the Patriots were the number one offense, and the Giants held them to, I think, 7 points or something and scored 10. So it's about defense, especially when you're retired and you're going there. So the best way to be a defensive coordinator is to study the other team's offense very, very carefully and understand it very, very well. So the three worst enemies you have to your financial well-being are, number one, inflation. Number two is bear markets, and number three is taxes, in that order. Now, inflation we've talked about on other shows, but I want to talk with you this week about bear markets. So this segment we're going to go into now is just understanding who the enemy is. Know thine enemy. And if you understand who your enemy is, you understand how your enemy operates, then you can build a defense that'll hopefully stop the other team from scoring on you.
Okay? You're a persistent cuss, Pilgrim.
I am indeed. And we have a philosophy of managing money, which is basically, it's called buy, hold, and sell. And we, as you know, told our clients and all of you listening to the show and those of you who get my market alert email, back in November of 2007, we said it was time to sell. Our strategy signaled that. And it said to sell and to stay out, and our buy signal didn't come until June of 2009. So basically for a year and a half, we were telling people and we were telling our clients to be out of the stock market, and those that followed our advice didn't lose massive quantities in the stock market crash. So very, very important that you understand how to do that. So number one, first question is, what is a bear market? Well, basically a bear market is a drop of the market from the peak to the trough of at least 20%. Okay, if it's less than that, it's called a correction. A correction is when it goes from 10 to 20, but anything more than 20 is considered to be a bear market. So how often do bear markets happen? Well, between 1900 and 2017, this year, there were 123 corrections and 32 bear markets. So that means there's about a bear market every 3.5 years. And this is... Yes, and that's according to Ned Davis Research. Now, how long do they last? Well, the average bear market lasts 10 months, according to Azad Asset Management. And the average decline is 37%. 37. So if we had a bear market now, with the Dow where it is, it would go down about 9,000 points, okay, just to put it in perspective. And you always have to look at the downside when you're planning ahead, right? You have to hope for the best, but plan for the worst. And so you look at the downside. So right now, if a bear market were to happen, as well as the market's doing and as how great everything looks, if a bear market came, the market would drop over 9,000 points, 37% on average, okay? So, so what sets off a bear market? Well, there are lots of different causes. Sometimes it's an external shock. You know, the 73-74 bear market was caused when OPEC raised oil prices to punish the world for interfering with their internal politics. 1982 was caused by the Federal Reserve when they raised interest rates dramatically to fight inflation. 1929 was caused also by the Federal Reserve when they raised interest rates when they should have lowered them. They did the exact opposite. 2008 was, I think, also caused by the Federal Reserve when they made interest rates so low that and the restrictions on buying real estate went away. So there's lots of different things, but generally speaking, bear markets are caused by recessions. Okay, the market anticipates a recession and then it reacts accordingly. So, and usually 6 months ahead of when the recession starts. So those are some tips for you on what bear markets are. The important thing is to make sure that if you understand that the three worst enemies you have are taxes, inflation, and bear markets, then does it not make sense for your financial plan to address all three of those enemies?
There's no doubt about it.
I think there is no doubt. It would not make sense. So why is it that most people have a strategy to address income taxes, they have a strategy to address inflation, but then they ignore the fact that bear markets come every 3.5 years and that they can rob you of almost 40%? That's 40% of your money. Now, Y2K in 2008 would have robbed you of half your money. Okay, so this is not a joke, and yet for some reason people believe that you should do nothing about it. Just take the beating and enjoy it. Well, we don't believe in that. So we have a philosophy of buy, hold, and sell, and our strategy signaled in Y2K, and had we followed it back then, it would have helped us to avoid the bear market of Y2K, but it taught us that our strategy is right. And so therefore, in November of 2007, when it signaled again, we said we're going to get our clients out this time. So you guys, if you'd like to learn more about it, you can go to our website, moneymatters.net. But most importantly, why don't you come to one of our seminars? Okay, we have seminars near you. At the seminars, we do talk about how to beat the three worst enemies I just talked about. But we'll also have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you. And folks, let me tell you something. The oatmeal raisin, they're made with those plump, juicy, yellow raisin. We put cinnamon in the batter. They're 1 inch thick, 6 inches in diameter. They're a meal in and of themselves. I dare you to eat more than one. You can't do it. But if you can, we've got them there for you. So love them. Love the cookies and learn about your finances.
Oh, yeah.
See, she had a cookie. That was her reaction. So moneymatters.net is our website, moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to leave a disproportionate amount to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere. Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing in champagne. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And as of the end of last month, we now work with over 7,800 families.
To infinity and beyond.
And you know what? Buzz is right. To infinity and beyond. And we are so blessed and thankful for all you clients that have decided to have us as your financial advisor. We work tirelessly, night and day, even on weekends most of the time. Not every, sometimes I'm on the tennis court, but otherwise I'm thinking about all of you and how to make your life more financially secure. And you know, for our clients, we have two goals. The first one is for them to have financial peace of mind, meaning we want you to go enjoy your second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to go play and not even think for a moment about your finances. And then secondly, we want to help you to have your money last as long as you do. Okay, so we want you to never run out of money to support the lifestyle that you would like to have. And those are our two goals. And, you know, if you do all of that right, then maybe you'll have a little bit left over after it's time for you to shed this veil of tears. And so now we're talking about how to pass it on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs and in the least taxed, most cost-efficient way, and that's called estate planning. Now, one of the things that happens every once in a while is you have a client who comes in and says that they actually want to leave money disproportionately to their kids. All right, there's one child they want to leave more to than another, you know, that kind of thing. So I want to talk about that, but before we do it, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
Of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. We do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. So the key thing about leaving money disproportionately to your family is communication. And the reason I say that is because your kids, your family, they don't see money as money when they inherit it. They see them as what I call love units. Okay, so if you leave more money to one child than you do to another, you know, because one child needs it more or whatever the reason may be, the child that you left less to will perceive it as you love them less. They're not going to think, oh, I'm successful, and therefore I don't need the money as much as my sister does or my brother does, and, you know, all of that. They're not going to think that. They're going to think, I'm being punished for being successful. My parents didn't love me. A whole bunch of things are going to come in. They're going to resent their sibling for having gotten more than they did. And what you've done is you've created a family discord or worse in your attempt to, you know, equitably pass it along to those who need it the most. So the key thing is, if you're going to leave a disproportionate amount, is have a family meeting. Talk to the one first that you're going to leave less to and explain to them your thinking. You know, now they don't have to agree with you, and you know, they don't have to change your mind if you've made up your mind. But if you communicate it with them, explain to them the rationale behind it, then when it actually does happen, it's not such a shock to them. They're not upset and angry. They don't feel like they were slighted or, you know, all those kind of things. You don't want that to happen because at the same time, they're highly emotional. You know, you just died. So they're in an emotional state. They're not, you know, in full control of everything. And now they're resenting their family members. I mean, it's terrible. Don't do that. Now, the other thing also is that sometimes, you know, I remember a good friend of mine is an attorney, he does estate planning, and his mom actually asked him to do the wills and everything for her. And so he said, of course, Mom, I'll do that. And she goes, okay, so what I want to do is I basically want to leave you very little and leave it all to your brother. And he was like, okay, well, then I'm not going to write your will for you. Sorry, Mom. And she goes, why? And he goes, because I'm not going to do that. I can't believe you're asking me to. And she said, I thought you'd understand. He goes, I don't understand. And she said, well, whether you understand or not, that's what I'm going to do. So you don't have to cave in just because your child is upset, but at least they know. Okay, and you don't cause discord after you're gone. So, how to leave money a disproportionate amount? Communication. That's where it is. Okay.
I'm glad we had this talk.
Well, Tom, I am too. Now, I want to tell you that if you would like to visit with one of our financial advisors about your estate planning, about your retirement planning, about your income tax planning, about anything to do with your finances, then you can go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net. If you're over 50, retired, or retiring soon. If you go there and you click on Meet with an Advisor, you click on that, put your info in there. We'll call you to schedule a time that works for us, that's mutually convenient. And what we want to do is help you to design your financial plan from beginning to end, across the entire spectrum. We'll help you with decisions like Social Security and 401ks and all that kind of stuff. And there's no charge or obligation. And if we can help you, that is just fantastic. We're so happy. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Okay, so either way, there is no charge, no obligation, and we will. Will part friends.
Oh dear, that's too wonderful to be true.
Well, Dorothy, it is not too wonderful to be true because it is true. And so we look forward to meeting with you, and we'd love to do that. Now, also, if you'd like to come to one of our seminars, we have seminars near you, and we've had thousands and thousands of people attend our seminars. And one of the biggest reasons why they go is because we have our now world-famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies at the seminars. And let me tell you something. We make you notice I said chocolate chunk. I did not say chocolate chip. Okay, chips are made with wax. They're made with paraffin. You do not want to eat paraffin. Okay, that's not what you want. You want real chocolate that forms its own shape, that melts all over your hands and your face. It's on your shirt. It's on your notes. And the person you went to the seminar with is looking at you like, what are you, 5 years old? And you're like, yes, I love my chocolate. And you're having your cookies and you're enjoying all the information at the seminars as well. It's a deal you can find nowhere else. So moneymatters.net is where you go for all of the above. Moneymatters.net. All right, you know what? I cannot believe how fast this show has gone. It's over already. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Is this the end?
Of course not. It's only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.